This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Would you trust a stranger to make your financial decisions? For some North Texans, that's the best possible reality. Through the Representative Payee Program, it helps mentally ill adults manage their monthly Social Security benefits. The program helps people pay the bills, and when done right, it also builds a bond between volunteers and vulnerable citizens. Every Thursday, Donald Hendricks and Kurt Vandemotter have a standing appointment.
You got some mail today, okay. So there's some well care.
Okay.
We've got your money for you today.
Okay.
Because Hendricks is mentally ill and a recovering alcoholic and gambling addict, Social Security won't send his monthly check unless someone helps him manage it. That's where Vandemotter comes in. He's what's known as a rep payee. He volunteers through the Stew Pot, a Dallas nonprofit devoted to helping the poor and homeless.
It's really important that they have somebody that they can trust. These people don't have a lot of money. They get $700 a month, and that's it to live on.
Vandemotter has access to Hendricks' bank account and pays his rent and DirecTV bill. And together, they decided an allowance of $40 a week makes the most sense.
If I need some extra money, I'll sit down and talk to Kurt. Tell him why I need it, why I feel like I need it, and he'll put his two cents worth in, we'll decide from there.
Hendricks is more than happy to give Vandemotter access to all his financial information.
One of my problems, and I've been trying to address it, is I'm not real good with money, and I've been trying to save money, and things haven't worked out like I had hoped.
Which is why he's come to rely on Vandemotter. He works with two men at the Stew Pot and says it's a job he takes very seriously.
They've lived a life where people have taken advantage of them on a regular basis.
Often, a person will choose a friend or relative to manage their money, and that doesn't always work out. Liz Marucci with the Stew Pot says they see it all the time.
For instance, right now we've got a client who is applying for our program, and she says that her sister is her payee, but she said her sister's not doing right. She's taking her money. She's not paying her bills.
Stew Pot volunteers, on the other hand, have to complete training, a background check, and stick around for a year. Marucci says the folks in the program are great, but they need more volunteers.
People call us nearly every day or walk in nearly every day and say, I need a rep payee. And we have to say at times, I'm sorry, we can't take any more applications right now.
Rep payees provide a vital service, and the bond between volunteer and client runs deep.
It's a great relationship. It really is. Kurt has been a very good help with my finances.
And, Hendricks says, that kind of trust can't be bought. Courtney Collins, KERA News.